So I go by the name Jay Songs, and this is J-A-Y-S-O-N-G-Z. It ends with a Z, not S. And yeah, people also call me, I'm also known as the Rap Evangelist. I'm a Christian rapper that is passionate about spreading the word, spreading the gospel, true music. You know, we're trying to bring in the same vibe that the secular music is able to pass on to the world.
Yeah,
we are trying to deviate it with the gospel. So the similar vibe, you may see a similar kind of beat, but the lyrics is the difference. The message we are passing is pretty different. So we're doing something quite spectacular, and gradually we're growing and growing and growing.
Yeah,
so we are getting global.
Without Christ is crisis. You need Christ to have an edge over the vices of the devil. I have Christ and life's nice. That's a secret recipe of how good my life is. Without Christ is crisis. You need Christ to have an edge over the vices of the devil. I have Christ and life's nice. That's a secret recipe of how good my life is. Tell somebody that without Christ is crisis. Without Christ is crisis. Without Christ is crisis. You need Christ cause without Christ is crisis. Tell somebody that without Christ is crisis. Without Christ is crisis. Without Christ is crisis. I've got Christ cause without Christ is crisis. First of all, when you have Christ, you have salvation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. When you have salvation, you were destined for eternity. That means divinity is now at work in humanity. You're then catapulted into a realm of immortality. Then sentenced to spend all of your life in prosperity. Verily, 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 I say.
And when you look at gospel music today, you know, what are some of the challenges and how does that affect your music?
Well, right now I see gospel music going very far. It has great potentials, you know, because, you know, initially, if you look at the origin and how it evolved.
Yeah.
First of all, when people heard gospel music, the first thing that comes to people's mind is, you know, worship, raising your hand. But
so what actually led you to start making gospel music?
Okay, so I thought about it. I used to listen. I mean, as a rapper, we always had a process we passed through to become what we are. I did not necessarily start as a gospel artist. You know, when I started rapping, I used to listen to Eminem. I used to do a lot of those raps, Rap God, you know?
Yeah.
And I used to listen to the lyrics of many of the secular songs. And I'm like, there is this question I usually ask myself. If I had kids, would I want my kids to listen to this? When many of these people sing about just going, doing anything to make money, you know, singing about drugs, singing about women. And I consider myself and I'm like, okay, if I was this artist and I had a kid, I had a child, you know, I had younger ones with me, would I want them to listen to such music? How is it gonna impact their life? Is it gonna be positive or is it gonna be negative? And I discovered that no, many of the things that are happening today is as a result of the music some people listen to. That's fact. Many people are not aware of it. Many people are not conscious about it. But yes, that is the truth.
You know, how do you plan going forward with that? How do you plan communicating your music to make sure that it fit into that Canada? You know, and I'm not saying this because Canada is not a religious country. It's not just heavily Christianity as Nigeria. You know what I mean? So transitioning your music, fitting to the new demographic, you know, communicating it to a different whole set of people. How do you find that?
So my lyrics hasn't really changed. If you listen to my songs lately, it's trying to show them how to bring this into reality, how to bring this life into reality. So yeah, right from time, it has always been the same lyrics, but in a very creative way. Different ways of saying the same message, you know. So I've also tried to change the pattern of music a bit to fit this demographic, so people in this part of the world can relate more to it. But my lyrics has not really changed. The message is still the same. I'm not gonna feature a secular artist, gospel artist.
Just a gospel artist. Yeah. So do you see that as a limiting factor to reach out to a broader audience?
Well, I feel if you have a good content, and with time you get to that level you want to get to. Personally, I believe that, if you have what it, because I mean, there are a lot of gospel artists. We have Lecrae. That won a Grammy. There is how we can pass the message, that, and that is one thing I'm working on right now. To even be more creative, to, you know, pass the message without limiting some certain people.
Audience, you know? Out of it. So, that's because that is what the love of Christ is breaking boundaries, reaching the...
So I was trying to, I wanted to try something new. I wanted to try like the cinematic kind of trap beat. And I wanted to, you know, transition a bit and test some templates. So I, you know, went to the studio and we worked on something really great. It's called Follow Me. That's the next song I'm gonna release. And also I have two songs. One, I have a feature with a very big Christian artist in the States. His name is The Real Patience. Pretty big, pretty big. So yeah, those are the two songs I'm about to drop soon, pretty soon. And I feel that is gonna make, that's gonna shake Calgary a lot.
And you are pretty new in Calgary though.
Right now I am pursuing my education at the University of Calgary, doing international relations. And yes, in as much as I'm doing music, I'm also pushing my academics as well. And I'm trying to, you know, become an ambassador.
Sooner or later. You hear that?
So yeah. Talking about diplomacy of countries when I get there. I believe in one way or the other, music will have a part to play sooner or later.